c'est vrai. Kouliam d'amour tout bon vrai. Tout tout près j'ai nan j'ai kem kassé. Kon ki sak pral passé.
Nous te voulons faire un petit balancer sur qui ça a fait la caille pour nous, mais apparemment, jeune homme n'a déjà arrivé qu'il vient remplacer moi.
Mm-hmm.
Donc,
Mais oui, nous n'a plagué ça.
N'a plagué ça. Et
semaine
donc,
prochaine.
À dimanche prochain, même le même station.
Ok, merci beaucoup.
Bye merci bye, à tout le monde qui t'a écouté.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And what we have tonight is I picked up some tickets to see Dinosaur Jr. in Buffalo Tom, and that's the theme of the show this evening. We're going to be playing music from both those bands all night long, and that's pretty cool because they're both local. House of Blues show is not quite sold out, but there are a lot of people going. It's almost sold out. I think, you know, it's funny, I saw Dinosaur Jr. at the Paradise only a few years ago, and they sold out that venue, but suddenly now they're close to selling out much larger venues. I'm not sure what happened. Maybe they saw a spike in their popularity for some reason. I don't know why. Jay Maskus is, of course, a guitar god here in 1,000 Points of Light. We are all about Jay Maskus. See him as a genius on the level with Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck and anybody else you can think of. And a great way to start the show, I think, is going to be the lead track from Where You Been Out There, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's Buffalo Tom with Late at Night from Big Red Letter Day. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and we are here until 10 with our Dinosaur Jr. Buffalo Tom show. And what? That is not my CD. That's interesting. Well, we'll talk over it anyway. On Friday, I'm seeing them at House of Blues, and so as is my wont, when I buy tickets to a show, I'll sometimes have a radio show devoted to the artist I'll be seeing. And in this case, Dinosaur Jr. and Buffalo Tom, a 90s nostalgia tour. Although Dinosaur Jr. has been very active since their 90s heyday, of course, reuniting with Lou Barlow. I believe that was in 2007, maybe 2008, and then putting out a number of records since then. So I think he put Sebado on hold. I don't know about permanently, but on hiatus, we'll say, and they just released a record in this year, 2016, so we're going to hear from them as well, or hear from that record as well. But see, before Late at Night from Big Red Letter Day, we heard Sludge Feast from You're Living All Over Me, and now frequent listeners of the show will know that I had an entire show devoted just to this record, You're Living All Over Me. It was a book written about it in the 33 and a Third series, which I read and then devoted a show to that particular record. Before that, Buffalo Tom's Summer from Sleepy Eyed. We started off the set with Jay Maskus's guitar gymnastics on the song Out There, the lead track from Where You Been. And speaking of lead tracks and 90s nostalgia, let's hear The Wagon, the lead track from Green Mind, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
We'll be right back. If you gotta think about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta talk about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it. Every time I walk without you, it's over at 8. Not a lot of talking at you.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Buffalo Tom. That's She's Not Your Thing from the Skins record. You know, what's funny is that I dug deep into the more recent catalog of both Dinosaur Jr. and Buffalo Tom and found that, and I noted where they went from major labels to indie labels. Both around the same time, kind of like in the early part of the last decade, Dinosaur Jr. went on to something called Jag Jaguar. Buffalo Tom is on Scrawny Records. I don't even know the history of either of these imprints. I assume maybe they're owned by the artists themselves, maybe. I don't really know. Before that, Feel the Pain from Without a Sound. Feel the Pain was Dinosaur Jr.'s most successful or most popular single, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Modern Rock Tracks in 1995. Also, Guilty Girls. From Buffalo Tom before that. The Wagon started things off, the lead track from Green Mind. I must admit, that's one of the first times I became exposed to Dinosaur Jr., and that crazy video was just, like, frenetic, and it kind of made you nauseous a little bit. Watching Dave Kendall in 120 Minutes on MTV back in those days. Really, really old. Anyway, so that's the story here. I'll be seeing Buffalo Tom and Dinosaur Jr. at House of Blues on Friday, and so... should be a great show. A lot of old people, a lot of people nursing sore knees and sore backs, and long dormant drug habits. Up next, it's another one from Dinosaur Jr. Whatever's Cool With Me, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Yeah. right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's three easy pieces from Buffalo Tom from the record of the same name. Before that, Whatever's Cool With Me from Dinosaur Jr. from that compilation of Whatever's Cool With Me. It was an interesting collection of tracks, live tracks, B-sides. I think there's a different version on vinyl than there was on CD. It was allegedly a CD maxi single with eight tracks on it, a bit extensive for a maxi single. But of course, Whatever's Cool With Me was got some medium radio airplay. She's Not Your Thing. Before that, from Buffalo Tom, that was from Skins. And then before that, Feel the Pain. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Up next, this is another track from Out There, What Else Is New. 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
You're the only one. sometimes I think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you.